The one realization that helped me stop compulsively overeating and lose 55 pounds. So there was a true turning point back in my recovery where I realized, deeply realized something that helped me stop compulsively overeating and paved the way for my huge weight loss success. And I'm going to share it with you today. I realized that I am stronger than my compulsive overeating cravings or than my urges. I realized that I am actually stronger than them, that I have the ability to wait until they pass. And I always refer to this with my clients or in my membership as urge surfing. So you surf the urge long enough until it fades out and it gets easier and easier with time. I know it might sound impossible to that you can achieve this too, but with practice and with support, it is possible. And I even did it without support in my recovery. I realized that ultimately my cravings can't make me do anything. They just feel very, very uncomfortable. But the choice to act on them, I always have the choice. It's always my choice to act or to not act on them. I have the ability to follow the urges or not. It's me versus a very uncomfortable feeling. It's just that. It's me versus the uncomfortable feeling of resisting or waiting out urges. That's it. Between myself and having my goal body, having the life that I'm always dreaming of, is just a feeling, an uncomfortable feeling, a feeling that gives me anxiety, that gives me pressure. But from an outside perspective, it is just a feeling. And this took time to realize. Like I'm just looking at my notes here, and it didn't happen overnight. But it took a few months, but that's it. And then I had my binging under full control. And I struggled for 8 years prior with no clue how to recover, with wasting time with the wrong approaches, with wasting time reading self-help books, going to therapy. And I did many, many pointless things because I just didn't know how. But once I realized, okay, I can do this, I have the strength to do so, I'm going to let the urge in, welcome it in, not fight it, not having an internal fight or conversation with the urge. Welcoming it in and trying to resist it, but letting it be there, not going so much against it. And the urges started to become less and less intense. And also at the same time, my mental strength grew. I became better. I became stronger at resisting urges. And at that point, when my brain stopped producing urges, I was already strong enough to resist them. So I stopped binging way before my brain stopped producing urges. I had the habit still going on for quite some time. My brain still kept generating urges, but I became like unbothered. I was like, okay, another urge is coming up. I'm going to try to be okay with it, let it in, not fight it, be okay with the anxiety that I feel again, be okay with the pressure that I'm feeling again. And then it faded. It always comes, but then it goes again if you don't fight it. So, and if you want to learn all of my exact strategies in detail that I use to achieve resisting urges, I teach them to you in detail in my Healthy Habits membership. So if you want more close support when you feel like you can't do this alone, you can join today for just 1 euro, try it out for 7 days, and then stay or leave. And you get the opportunity for one-on-one coaching even if you are on a trial. So if I wanted to lose 20, 30, or 50 pounds and get my overeating, compulsive eating under control, I would join my Healthy Habits membership. So You get help to implement, you get questions answered, you get accountability from me, motivation. So this is just the place to be. And I hope this video provided value to you, change your perspective about urges, because you are not this helpless victim. I want you to remember that. You have strength, you have the ability to wait them out. You are not a victim. I will see you in the next video. Bye.